ask you some. We've talked about farm animals, but I wanted to ask you some about other animals that live in this county or people might find in this county. What are kind of wild animals you might find?
Well, we have coyotes. Okay. Lots of coyotes. And then, of course, there's rabbits, and we do have porcupines, a few of them. And the wild, there is bear. You heard us talk about bear.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And now they're talking about mountain lions, which they used to have above Blackhawk when I was a kid and when my dad was a kid. But the mountain lions went through on the deer trails and never stayed.
They just passed through.
They just was going through behind the deer or the elk or the wild animals like that.
Do you have anything like a prairie dog?
No, not up here, but we do now.
You do now?
They have not prairie dogs, but they're little short-tailed gophers, and they're just small prairie dogs-like things.
They're light, but they're called gophers.
Yeah.
Do you have anything like a chipmunk?
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of chipmunks and squirrels.
Okay, that's the other one.
Uh-huh.
What kind of squirrels are they? Are they the gray squirrels? Or the...
Not the big long-tailed squirrels like they have down below. These are just little guys.
Okay.
Small.
Would you have anything like a chuck, like a woodchuck or a ground chuck? Or
I don't think so. Not around here. Okay. I've never seen anything.
Okay. Does the term pop gut, does that sound familiar in terms
it isn't.
Of? Okay. Let me ask you about you mentioned squirrels. What kind of animals do people hunt in this area at all?
Yeah, they hunt deer and elk. And that over there is a park, and that's Colorado State Park. It's all over there on that mountain. And they allow hunting in that.
I see.
And then yesterday, when you weren't here, the deer was down at the Salt Lake.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I wish I could have seen that.
And that she's not there this morning. She had a little bitty fawn with it.
We're trying to get a sense of animals, and another one I was wondering about, it's a reptile, but it has a shell.
You mean turtle?
Yeah. You have those?
No.
I don't have any.
Too dry, I think, and cold.
Cold. Okay. Let's see. How about, do you have anything like a marmot? Does that sound familiar? M-A-R-M-O-T, marmot? Is that
Well,
type?
Isn't that the same as... what we talked about?
Okay. That's what I was wondering, if that's the same thing.
A marmot would be those, rock chucks and things like that.
Okay, that's exactly what I was wanting to know. Okay. Those different words can be kind of confusing. Okay. What kind of insects do they have in this area?
Well, let me see. There's mosquitoes and horse flies.
Okay.
Cow flies and heel flies. And... we have lots of ants, three or four different kinds of ants. There's black ants and red ants. And then now we've had quite a few mothmillers this year. They come in the door on the dog.
Okay. And that's what they call mothmillers?
That's what I was raised with.
Okay. What kind of stinging insects? You mentioned mosquitoes, but are there other kinds?
Yeah, we have bees and wasps.
Okay.
And that's the only kind I think of. And horse flies are bite terrible. Yeah.
You mentioned wasps. One would be a... if you had
a wasp.
Okay, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Were you going to say something else?
Well, I was going to say they're the little ones that are striped, and they're not like bees. And they sting, and they're very poisonous.
The wasps are.
Uh-huh.
They sound terrible, yeah. Yeah, they're real bad where I grew up, too. We really had to battle them.
Yeah, I think they're everywhere.
Yeah. They seem to can live just about any climate, don't they?
Yeah.
Some things do. Do you have anything like chiggers?